It's been a busy week in Washington, D.C. North Korea, tariffs, and trade with China are just a few things to make headlines. 90.5 WESA's Chris Potter sat down with U.S. Senator Bob Casey this week to talk about how these issues affect Pennsylvania. He started by asking Casey about how steel and aluminum tariffs could change the state's economy.
For too long, I just don't think we've used these trade remedies to enforce trade laws and to hold other countries accountable and get at, frankly, the root of this problem, which for a long time in the context of steel has been overcapacity of steel, flooding the other countries, flooding the market, putting our steelmakers at a disadvantage. We want to get to a point where our steelmakers can compete on a level playing field and be able to therefore retain the jobs that are in that industry, and a lot of that's here in Pennsylvania.
Talk to me about China for a second here, because the administration's approach has been unusual, I think. On the one hand, another round of tariffs declared just the other day, $50 billion worth. But then again, you've got Trump talking about, let's help out ZTE, the cell phone maker. What do you think is going on, and how troubled are you by some of those stories that we're hearing?
The opposition to his ZTE actions is bipartisan. Our state has been targeted by the Chinese government. The Chinese army hacked into U.S. Steel and the steel workers and several companies. They've allowed knockoff products to be sold in China, whether it's Zippo lighters from Pennsylvania, a knockoff version of that, a knockoff version of Martin guitar in the Lehigh Valley. So China has gotten away with so much for so long on cheating on trade deals, cheating on currency, forcing our companies to give up so much just to do business in China. So I think we just need a much tougher policy with them. All of that is undermined by ZTE and other steps the president's taken lately.
We here in Western Pennsylvania, a lot of concerns about the Beaver Valley nuclear power plant shutting down there. The operators of that plant have said, we need some kind of help from the federal government. There's been talks about easing regulations or basically insisting that they remain on the grid as a sort of emergency, you know, to ensure there's sufficient energy in the system there. I don't know that you've spoken out about this issue, and I wanted to give you a chance to do that because it's a big one out here. Both Connor Lamb and Keith Rothfuss have done so. What do you think the federal government should do, if anything, to help this plant out and other nuclear plants in similar situations?
Well, first of all, we want a plant like that to remain open and for the jobs to be preserved. And look, nuclear is part of the all-the-above strategy that I think most people support. So I think the administration should take action to be helpful where they can. I don't think there's necessarily a stroke of the pen or a particular action that can be taken specifically. But I'd certainly be willing to explore any possibility to help keep them open.
What's your biggest challenge going forward into November?
Well, I think the biggest challenge, I think, for both sides should be, what are we going to do to help the middle class? Because when you think of the life of a middle class families, the one thing in their life they hope would go up has flatlined, and that's wages, and virtually everything else has gone up, the cost of health care, the cost of college tuition. Obviously, in an off-year election, you're always going to have some impact or some degree of a verdict on the president. And we got 5 months of debate ahead of us on that. I expect a close, tough race with a lot of hard work. I think
really?
We can win.
Do you really expect a close, tough race? I mean, there's been a lot of talk that Barletta is kind of a lackluster candidate. You're hearing that a lot from the Republican side.
Well, I will say this. Our state is structurally close. We're kind of a 52-48 state. We're not red. We're not blue. We tend to be more purple. So it's a structurally close state. And then when you add in the huge Republican advantage of outside money. They have more super PACs than any political party has ever had. And Citizens United allows them to unload on somebody like me. It's an expensive state to advertise in, but not when you have special interest super PACs that they're going to be raining down. So that's a long way of saying I expect a tough race.
Thank you for your time here, Senator Casey. Appreciate it.
Chris, thank you.